Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, everyone. This is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with Community Comment. I recently took part in organizing a Veterans Day event at the Eureka Veterans Hall with the Veterans of Foreign Wars as the sponsor of the event. During the event, I was surprised to be asked by an older gentleman whether or not he qualified to join the VFW because he had served in the Korean conflict. I'm a younger veteran, 37 years old, and I served in Afghanistan, and I qualified to be a member of the VFW. So why was this Korean War veteran asking me if he qualified? I had to have him educate me on why he thought he didn't. Well, it turns out the Veterans of Foreign Wars is a congressionally chartered nonprofit, chartered in 1936 by the 74th Congress. And the membership was originally to be made up of veterans who served overseas in foreign wars. Under the Constitution, only Congress has the power to declare war, and this has happened 11 times in American history. However, the last war to be declared by Congress with a declaration of war was World War II. Therefore, when veterans of Korea came home, they did not qualify as a veteran of a foreign war. This was fixed by Congress in 1955 when they added Korean vets as eligible to join the VFW. However, I think it's just an interesting reminder that shows us just how far we've come away from following the Constitution. If only Congress can declare war, how is it we can have 40,000 service members die in Korea? How is it we can have the Vietnam War last 20 years with 60,000 service members' lives taken? How is it we just spent 20 years in Afghanistan and spent $2.5 trillion? And another $2.5 trillion spent in Iraq with 7,000 U.S. service members' lives taken? Politicians choosing the political, easier path is the reason why no war has been declared since World War II. See, it's just politically easier for Congress to let the president use military action than to have Congress put their political seats on the line by declaring war. Because once troops are engaged with the enemy, it then is easier for Congress to approve the funds needed to sustain the undeclared war. Because at that point, not to support the troops would be politically damaging. This is a question Americans should think about and have an opinion on. Is it an okay practice for the United States to go to war without Congress declaring it? This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.